Today in St. Petersburg, about 30 local members of MoveOn.org rallied for half an hour in front of Congressman Bill Young's office. The activists then delivered a petition to a member of Young's local staff, asking that he support President-elect Obama's economic recovery plan. Joe Illingworth is the Pinellas County Coordinator for MoveOn.org. He responded to the question that, is it too early to pressure members of Congress to support legislation that has yet to be officially written?
We don't think so. There are three things that the Move On is really, really for and has been supported for a long time, and those are clean, green energy and health care. Well, those two things. And out of Iraq. And we think that Obama's going to be supporting all of those, and in addition to some infrastructure things and some other things that cities, counties, and states already have projects on the board for, which can be implemented very quickly once the money's freed up. But we're very, very interested in seeing that the green parts of that, that would go towards solar energy and wind energy and research in those directions, is implemented, as well as healthcare access for all. And so we think it's time to encourage bipartisan support this bill.
We're hearing some grumblings in the Senate about how large it is and about how they'd rather see, you know, more tax cuts or what have you. What are your thoughts about where Bill Young will go on this?
I am very optimistic that he will be very supportive. He has always tried to take care of his constituents. We're very interested in he takes care of all of his constituents instead of just the business constituents. And I'm not sure that's always been done in the past. But we're very optimistic that he will be bipartisan about this and that appropriate changes to the bill will be made. We all have some concerns about the first bailout bill that was passed for $700 billion under the darkness of night kind of approach, when they said, you've got to do this or. It didn't seem to have accountability measures built into it. We're very optimistic that Obama, who seems to be far more sophisticated and excellent at running complex, sophisticated things like his campaign, we think he has the ability to get a lot of experts involved and do the right thing. And we're hoping that that bill will come out very good. He has extended his deadline. First, the goal was to pass it as soon after the inauguration as possible. Now he's shooting for February, which gives a couple weeks' time for people to review it, make sure it's got some accountability measures in it, and that they feel it's a quality bill and doing the right thing.
What can you tell us about the group that was there today?
I would describe them as progressive, which Move On is attempts to be a nonpartisan organization, although certainly most of the candidates we are supporting right now are Democrats because we feel they're the ones that are backing progressive issues. But we had quite a diversity of people there. We had everyone from a young woman named Jessica, who was homeless in downtown St. Petersburg and joined us. She had lost her job and been out of a home for quite some time. We had people with health care crises. We had people, other people who had jobs and were searching for them. We had several people who expressed support for our cause that were not able to come because of lack of transportation, health problems, and so forth. We had a petition that we delivered from Move On members with 392 people who had signed, many of them with very personal comments about the economic stress they're under. And, of course, Florida is taking the brunt of this. In November, Florida reported 58,000 job losses. We were led the nation in job losses by state in November. For the last month in which foreclosure information is available, which is the third quarter of 2008, Florida was the second state in foreclosure rates, with one out of every 172 houses in foreclosure. Only Nevada led us.